The UN Security Council votes today on a resolution that would end more than a decade of crippling sanctions against Iraq. The resolution gives the United States and Britain significant powers to run the country until a new Iraqi government is formed. The sponsors, the United States, Britain, and Spain, made numerous changes in the text over the past week. It was an effort to overcome objections from several council members, notably France and Russia. The resolution is expected to win easy approval. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This resolution has been tweaked considerably. What does the final version say about the administration of Iraq in the aftermath of the war?
Basically, it lets the United States and Britain administer the post-war reconstruction of the country, using Iraq's oil revenue to meet the immediate expenses as Iraqis try to rebuild and form a government. The UN Oil for Food program, which allowed the Saddam Hussein government to sell oil to buy civilian goods, will be phased out over 6 months. Future oil revenue will be placed in an assistance fund, and the U.S. and Britain will have authority over how the money is used to meet the needs of the Iraqi people. But the resolution also provides for an international advisory board. It includes the UN, the World Bank, and the IMF, and this board will monitor what happens to the money, the idea being to ensure transparency.
Now, some Security Council members had raised objections to the very limited role for the United Nations, especially in the formation of a new government. How was that resolved?
The original resolution provided for the appointment of a UN coordinator who was going to work with the U.S., Britain, and the Iraqi people on the political reconstruction. The final version elevates that UN position to a special representative rather than coordinator, presumably with enhanced independence and authority in the political process. Some Security Council members indicate they'd like to see the UN have even more authority, but they say they'll go along with the resolution in the interests of going forward with reconstruction.
Now, France and Russia were concerned about that oil revenue in Iraq. What concessions were made there?
France and especially Russia had extensive contracts with Iraq under the UN Oil for Food program. But a lot of those contracts had been approved but not funded, and Russia feared the contracts wouldn't be honored. So the sponsors agreed that $2.1 billion in unencumbered funds in Iraq's UN escrow account will be controlled for the time being by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, and he, rather than the United States and Britain, would decide how to use the money. Another $1 billion would be transferred to the authority of the U.S. and Britain to meet Iraq's immediate needs. The final resolution also lets the UN Oil for Food program stay in place for 6 months rather than four to allow more time to work out the contracts issue, as well as to give more time for humanitarian organizations time to get established in Iraq.
But the final resolution still, in effect, recognizes the United States and Britain as the governing authority in Iraq.
Yes, it does. And after the very bitter and public fight in the Security Council over whether to go to war against Iraq, some council members are not happy with this outcome. France, in particular, had sought to limit the duration of the occupation in the resolution. But the United States refused to put a time limit on, you know, how much time would be required to establish a new government, which would then end the occupation. To overcome objections, the sponsors finally agreed that the Security Council will review the implementation of the resolution in 12 months' time and decide then what further steps should be taken. UN diplomats say that concession was very important in getting a large majority of the council to agree to support the resolution.
Does this signify an end to the fighting in the Security Council, the damaged relations between the United States and its European allies?
A lot of people inside and outside of the UN feared that the prolonged dispute over going to war in Iraq would damage the United Nations long term. UN diplomats say that Security Council members are bending over backwards to put this chapter behind them, and the decision to support this resolution, despite, you know, some serious reservations, seems to reflect that.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.